Initially, let's look at an overview of bad debt relief. All the detailed provisions can be found within Statutory Instrument 1995-2518, Regulation 165 through to 172. Let us consider the situation where we have a trader A, trader B, and customs. Trader A sells goods to trader B. Trader A also raises an invoice for the goods at £1,000 plus VAT. Trader B pays the invoice fairly promptly, so £1,175 is paid to Trader A. On the VAT return of Trader A, they have output VAT of £175, and this will be paid to customs. On Trader B's VAT return, they will have input tax of £175, and this will be reclaimed from customs on Trader B's VAT return. So you see, the output and input position is circular. No one has actually yet borne the output VAT, and this is quite right, because it is only the final consumer that bears the VAT. The final consumer has not yet been introduced into the chain. Customs have simply balanced their books. They have received output tax from Trader A, but they have given it back to Trader B by way of an input reclaim. Problems arise where Trader B fails to settle the invoice promptly. For example, here again we have customs, Trader A and Trader B. Again, goods are sold from Trader A to Trader B, and Trader A raises an invoice for £1,000 plus VAT. Now, Trader B in this example is a late payer, so no cash actually goes across from Trader B to Trader A. Assuming that both traders are under invoice accounting, Trader A will still have an obligation to pay output tax to customs of £175. As far as Trader A is concerned, the tax point has passed and output VAT is due. In Trader B's books, they again account for VAT on an invoice basis, so therefore, they are entitled to reclaim from customs £175 by way of input tax. This is regardless of whether or not they have paid Trader A. So at the moment, there is inequity. Customs are okay because they receive money from Trader A and they have paid it out to Trader B. Trader A is not entirely happy. They have accounted for output tax of £175 without receiving anything from Trader B. Trader B, however, is extremely happy. Customs has given him £175 and he has not paid Trader A. Now let us assume 6 months passed from the due date of the invoice. At this point, Trader A is entitled to claim bad debt relief. A bad debt claim is where Trader A claims back £175 from customs, and this claim will be as part of the input tax on Trader A's VAT return, but, as I said, this cannot be made until 6 months have passed since the original due date. So customs are now out of pocket. They have paid back £175 to Trader A. In order for customs to balance their books, there is a requirement for Trader B to repay the original input tax claim to customs once 6 months have lapsed. Customs figure that if you have not paid the bill within 6 months, you should not be entitled to an input tax reclaim. And, as you can see, what this effectively does do is balance customs books yet again. When Trader B does eventually pay the outstanding invoice, Trader A will account for the output tax, and Trader B can then claim back the input tax again. Claim conditions. The first condition is that Trader A must have supplied goods or services and must have accounted for and paid the output VAT on the supply. The whole or part of the consideration has been written off in Trader A's account as a bad debt. This is simply an entry in the bad debts account within Trader A's books. 6 months must have elapsed since the date of supply and the due date of the invoice. So, consequently, it is very important to show your terms of payment on your invoices. The value of the supply must be equal to or less than its open market value.
A claim must be made within 4 years and 6 months from the later of the date of the supply and when it was due for payment. For supplies made after the 1st of January 2003, once 6 months has elapsed from the date payment was due, the customer has no further right to the input tax and is required to repay it.
No notification by the supplier is required. Quite often, traders pay sums on account. They have an account running with a particular trader, and they pay an amount every now and then, and this just comes off invoices that are outstanding. On bad debt claims, we need to know how to allocate the cash paid. There is a general rule that we allocate cash received to the older invoices first. That is unless the purchaser identifies the payment as relating to a particular invoice. This will be important when trader A, for example, raises invoices which have different VAT liabilities. For example, the invoices could be a mixture of zero-rated, 5%, 17.5%, some could even be exempt. It should be noted that supplies made on the same day are aggregated and treated as one, and any payments are ratably apportioned between those invoices. Let us look at an illustration. On the screen, you will see a number of invoices. Assume that the invoices are due for settlement within 7 days of the invoice date.
Also, assume for the purposes of this example that the VAT rate is 17.5% throughout. A cash payment of £2,000 was made on the 1st of March 2011. This cash had not been allocated to any specific invoice. Consequently, we allocate the cash to the older invoices first. Consequently, £705 clears the invoice on the 4th of January 2011. £1,000 clears the invoice on the 10th of January 2011. The balance of £295 goes against the invoice dated the 15th of February 2011. Once we have allocated the cash, we need to prepare the VAT return to the 30th of September 2011. At the 30th of September 2011, there are outstanding invoices which have been outstanding for over 6 months. The invoice dated the 15th of February 2011 was due for settlement on the 22nd of February 2011. Consequently, that invoice is over 6 months old, and bad debt relief is available in the quarter to the 30th of September 2011. 7/47 of the outstanding amount gives us a bad debt claim of £26.06. The invoice dated the 19th of March 2011 has a settlement date of the 26th of March 2011. Again, this is more than 6 months outstanding, so the bad debt claim is £940 times 7/47, giving £140. That gives us a total bad debt claim of £166.06. This will be treated as input tax in Box 4 in the return to the 30th of September 2011. The invoice dated the 20th of April 2011 will not be 6 months old until the 27th of October 2011. Therefore, the business will have to wait until the following quarter before it can claim bad debt relief in respect of that invoice.
From the 1st of April 2009, the meaning of paid has been redefined for bad debt relief purposes. Customs now accept that payment of output tax is made to the extent that it is covered by deductible input tax. For example, if a return shows output tax of £200,000 and input tax of £110,000, the difference, i.e. £90,000, is the tax due for the period. Say this amount is not paid to customs due to trading difficulties, and at a later date it becomes clear that bad debts have been incurred in the period that include £120,000 of VAT. Under the new rules, bad debt relief of £30,000 can be claimed in respect of this sum even though the net tax due on the return was not paid. This is because the input tax of £110,000 is deemed to be part payment of the output tax due on the return. Bad debt relief can be claimed on the excess of input tax over output tax on non-bad debt relief supplies, i.e. £110,000 of input tax less £80,000 of output tax.
Mutual supplies. Where trader A owes trader B an amount of money, the consideration written off in the accounts must be netted off. For example, Trader A may have invoiced Trader B for £1,175, but in a separate transaction, Trader B has invoiced Trader A £470, and again, this amount is outstanding. Any bad debt claim must assume that amounts outstanding are netted off. So, therefore, the bad debt claim in Trader A is £105. That is the £1,175 minus £470, times 7/47.
The bad debtor.
In the Finance Act 2002, there were changes to bad debt relief with specific reference to the notification procedure. Let us go back to our example with Trader A, Trader B, and Customs. Again, goods are sold from Trader A to Trader B, and an invoice is raised for £1,175. Trader B is again a late payer, but tax points are still triggered in Trader A for output tax, and for input tax in Trader B. So once again, customs have balanced their books. 6 months have passed since the due date of the invoice, and Trader A claims bad debt relief in respect of the outstanding invoice. He would do this in the normal way, claiming additional input tax in Box 4 on his VAT return. Now, the change in Finance Act 2002 is that there is no longer a notification requirement. Trader A need not notify Trader B that they have claimed bad debt relief. These provisions now mean that Trader B is obliged to repay the VAT on any debt that is over 6 months overdue. So once again, customs have balanced their books. These provisions apply to invoices raised on or after the 1st of January 2003. So the earliest claims which would not have a notification requirement would be from the 1st of July 2003 onwards. We will conclude the session with an example. On the screen you see a schedule of invoices. All invoices are due for settlement immediately.
For the purposes of this example, we will use a VAT rate of 17.5% throughout. Lex Limited paid £235 on the 15th of May 2011 and stated it was in respect of the invoice dated the 20th of April 2011. Lex Limited then paid another £3,000 on the 31st of August 2011. I would like you to calculate the bad debt claim to be made on the return to the 30th of November 2011. When you are satisfied with your answer, please continue. The cash paid on the 15th of May 2011 was specifically allocated against the invoice dated the 20th of April 2011. The second payment on the 31st of August 2011 is allocated against older invoices first. £1,000 goes against the invoice dated the 15th of March 2011. £705 goes against the invoice dated the 24th of April 2011. And finally, £1,295 goes against the invoices dated the 29th of May 2011. Those invoices have been raised on the same day, so they are effectively treated as one invoice. The bad debt claim is therefore on the amount outstanding on the invoices dated the 29th of May 2011, so we need to work out what proportion of the £2,350 is still outstanding. To calculate what proportion of the £2,350 is still outstanding, we apportion the cash of £1,295 between these two invoices. The amount outstanding is £1,282.19. The bad debt relief claim is therefore £1,282.19 multiplied by 7/47, giving £190.96. This will be recovered in the quarter to the 30th of November 2011. That concludes the lecture on bad debt relief.